Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. For all of you that have made it through this journey with us, as always, we greatly appreciate you. We're going to come back to you guys listening in today, watching in today. Got a couple great messages for you, but today it's just me. I want to talk about one teeny tiny little aspect of the franchise journey, which is all the way at the end when we really we get to celebrate. It's the franchise agreement. It is signing it. It is sealing it. It is yours. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I've got a few other kind of just general franchising announcements and things kind of coming up I want to get to as well. First, of course, let's remind any newbies and actually all you loyal listeners, this is going to change a little bit. Who is Fran Coach? We're still a national search firm, and we're dedicated to working with individuals like yourself, people who are interested in franchise ownership and helping determine if they are the right fit for franchising and what might be the best franchise for them to own. We are partnered with now over 600 franchises. It spans, we're pushing almost 70 different industries. We're at the point where it's too many for me to keep track. As my nine-year-old would tell me, Dad, it's a summer. We can't do math. So there's a lot of franchises in a lot of industries. Let's leave it at that. But it's great news for you because it means we're always going to have an opportunity to have the best fit for you. The purpose and the goal of this podcast, Franchising 101, it's again, similar to what you might think. We're here to educate you on what franchise ownership is all about. Hopefully we accomplish that at times with this. So that's us. Now let's talk about the franchise agreements. So when we get to the end, let's go back to the beginning of this. And so from the very first conversation we have with folks, we're going to have usually at least two calls, maybe a third, before we get to the point where we have done all of our kind of background information, all of our conversations, our client profile, all of this information with you to understand exactly everything that you're really looking for in a franchise. Then we're going to do the research. Then we're going to get you connected to those franchisors. That may take a couple of weeks just to get to that point. Then once we connect you to the franchises, it's incredibly thorough. That discovery process journey is 6 to 8 weeks. There's going to be a dozen or more steps along the way. There's a lot going on. We're here throughout all of that process. Really, one of the very last steps in this entire journey is what's called, and these terms are interchangeable, discovery day or meet the team day. We just had a whole episode a couple of weeks back. I think it's episode number 101. With our pal, Rob Cantrell from Senior Helpers, who came on to talk to us about what that meet the team day or discovery day is, really kind of from the franchisor standpoint. This whole journey is mutual, right? We're going to help our clients. We're going to help you vet the franchisors, but guess what? They're vetting you also. So until they say, hey, we don't want to award you the franchise, it ain't happening, right? That meet the team day is kind of what it sounds like. You're going to meet their entire team. Could be virtual, could be in person. But it's a pretty full day. And usually at that point, and this is a little kind of vague, but think maybe you're pretty sure, you're almost sure that's the one. You're maybe, 90%-ish there. Just need that kind of last little confirmation of, hey, these people aren't all crazy. Or so they're you're compatible crazy, right? And at the end of that meet the team day, sometimes that day or usually within a day or two after, the franchise is going to formally award you the franchise. When you leave, conclude that meet the team day, you're going to know, right? There's no more vetting. There's no more discovery process. There's no more journey. It's yes or no, right? And there's no more maybe with this. So you're going to walk out of there and it's either heck no, get me away from these people, or yes, this is the one, and man, do I hope they award me the franchise, okay? Then comes the franchise agreement. And here's the crazy thing. And I say this to people at the beginning of when we first start working together and throughout. When we get to this point, you're not going to feel like you're making a decision. And I'm going to say that again. You won't feel like you're making, you will not have to make a decision. And you're sitting there going, look, crazy old bald dude, there's no way I'm going to get to the end and I'm going to invest and pay money and start a franchise. And it's not going to be a decision. And I'm telling you, you're not. That's how crystal clear it's going to be. There's two things where we don't want to do a maybe in life. We don't want to marry the maybe person, and we don't want to start the maybe franchise. Okay. There's only one person who is allowed to marry the maybe person. That's my wife. So everybody else, it's a heck yes. So when we get to that point, and now we get to the franchise agreement. Franchise agreements are not like one paragraph documents. They are, you know, we have to keep the legal profession in business in the franchising world, writing these agreements. We'll talk to you about this before you get to meet the team day. You'll want to really have an opportunity to review that agreement. You'll have it early on, actually, when you get the franchise disclosure document or the FDD. Everybody focuses, and rightfully so, and by our recommendation with folks, we focus on the first 40 to 50 pages. We're broken up into what's called items, fancy way of saying sections. You kind of focus on that at the beginning, but the back two-thirds of that FDD is, most of that is the agreement and all the addendums. The only difference between the one in the FDD and the one you're going to sign is the one you're signing is going to have your name on it and your territories, however that's marked up, right? So you have a chance to review that. So every now and then we'll run across people and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am the best negotiator ever. I'm going to work these fools over and I'm going to get the best deal anybody ever. Stop yourself. There is no negotiation with the franchise fee. You're not going to go in and go, I know the franchise fee says 50,000, but if you met me, I'm awesome. I don't know, 29.5. Right? Franchise fee is what it is. All the things in there. Every now and then there might be a couple little small things language-wise, but they're usually really, really minimal. And there are a good chunk of franchises that are just going to say, like, we don't negotiate with terrorists, right? So there's nothing. It is what it is. We had last year, one of our wonderful attorney referrals, Ms. Amanda Dempsey, came on to talk with us about where an attorney can help you looking through the FDD and the agreement. A lot of clarity of language. For the most part, franchise agreements and FDDs are pretty much a standard template, but there can be some variants. So every now and then we will have folks that will do that review, but you're going to do that early on. So when you sign it, it's usually pretty straightforward. Now, depending on, this comes up sometimes, do you sign as an individual or do you sign as an entity? So depending on your funding, if you are using a ROBS, retirement rollover for business startup, then you will more than likely not have your corporation established just yet, because that's done during the ROBS, right? And that takes 3 to 4 weeks. Or if you're going to do an SBA loan, you may not have that set up yet. If it's one of our non-SBA funders, paying cash, whatever. Again, more times than not, people won't have that entity quite set up when they're ready to sign. That's okay. You can sign as an individual. And then a few weeks later when the LLC does come in, because that does take some time going through the state, getting the EIN, all of that. Once you sign, it's usually a pretty quick two or three little click, click, click on a DocuSign, and you're going to amend that to your business entity. No worries with the lag time on that, because you're not going to be open for business the next day after signing the franchise agreement. At best, you're going to have maybe 60 days or so through all the pre-training, setups, actual training, everything like that. So you've got plenty of time to pull that off. I am not an attorney. But I will tell you, you will want to have that in. Well, you do whatever you want, but my recommendation, everybody's going to tell you, eventually you're going to want that in a business entity. And that is a great opportunity once you get started to consult an attorney. As you are getting started in the business and usually part of the training, usually an accountant or a CPA, I am not one of those either, right? But really, the other thing I want people to be able to think about and to do is to, like, celebrate this, right? This is a humongous milestone. And for some reason it gets a little overlooked for this. We get all celebratory when we buy a house, right? We're gonna toast, we're gonna do all of these things. I'm kind of a sports guy. So I think of like, you know, some five-star recruit signing his letter of intent, right? And he's got the three hats on there and he puts on bam, right? Whatever it is. And we have some celebration to it. And I really want people to take a moment when they're doing that and not just like click through the DocuSign at 11:30 night before they go to bed, right? And enjoy that, celebrate that. This should be an exciting time for you, for your friends, for your family, all for the franchise as well. So please, when you are at that point, take a moment. Well, take a few moments, celebrate. We've had a few of our clients have done this, and I love it. Is I've literally gotten some text pictures of, you know, the signing with an adult beverage right there, right? So again, enjoy that. And then the last thing as far as the franchise agreement, and this is maybe the sad part, or at least for me, is people will ask us at that point, right? Okay, well, we've been working together for a few months. We've talked, I don't know, 20 times, right? Back and forth with phone calls, text, emails, whatever it is. And then there's kind of the awkward breakup, right? So for we as Fran Coach kind of fall out of the picture. You don't need as much at that point, because everything you're really going to need is within the franchise. We do try our best to kind of stay in contact. I had a great text yesterday from a client who we actually had on last year with an In Their Words episode. He's killing it with his franchise, and had one of our kind of Fran Coach. Well, it wasn't actually this one, but it was one of our little merch things we send out, right? And it actually inspired him to get something for his franchise with the same thing on there. So always love kind of hearing that, but it really should be, when we're at that end, a celebratory and exciting thing. And so people sometimes get caught up in the, like, we're signing an agreement, we're paying the franchise fee, but seriously, like, we need like the high five. And yes, I just self high five myself for dramatic purposes. Have some fun with it at that point, because you have, cheesy comment alert coming, you've created your better tomorrow with that. So those are our favorite days when that happens, and we get to kind of share that with the wonderful, amazing people we get to work with. So that's kind of that last tiny little piece, and then starting the journey for your business ownership. That's the franchise agreement. I want to kind of talk to you, take a moment here before I let you go. Let you know kind of where things are in the year. It is July 14th, right? So we're just over the halfway point. We're just into Q3. Q2 within the Fran Coach world, we had 7 clients sign franchise agreements that span 13 different territories. We've already had 2 this month, right? That have signed for 3 territories. So if 6 months ago, at the beginning of 2022, you had a goal of, man, oh man, I have to do something for myself. I've got to do something to create more control over my life, personally, professionally, whatever, to create that better tomorrow. But you haven't done anything more towards it, other than say, maybe listen to this podcast, which, let's be honest, that's a darn fine start. But it's a start. What are you waiting for, man? Take that step, reach out to us, let us help you. Maybe this isn't the time for you, but you're listening, you're thinking about this. You found us somewhere online to explore this. Reach out to us, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. Send us a message. Again, there's never any fee for our service. Let's help you learn a little bit more, determine if this is the time for you. Maybe it's not, and that's okay. Info you can file away for later, but maybe it is. We still have time before the end of the year. This process, again, from first call to that franchise agreement, 3 months, we got time, folks. We have time to get you signed, but even get you open in many cases before the end of the year. So reach out to us. Also wanted you to know some of our, couple of our podcast episodes, the last few months were listener suggestions. So if there is anything that we haven't talked about, or you'd like us to go into more in more depth on this, send us a message on that too. Love to hear. And then again, let's be honest, the more suggestions you throw, the less I have to come up with them. And that's a bonus. We've got a couple greats In Their Words segments coming up over the next few weeks with some of our recent clients. We're getting started with the franchise. As always, we're going to keep providing some spotlights. And then one thing in particular, a couple deeper dives into different sections within the FDD, the franchise disclosure document. So those things are on the docket. Want to be able to get towards when kind of do this little review in Q4 and talk about you and how you have created your better tomorrow. You've signed that franchise agreement. We're getting you scheduled to come on and tell everybody about your journey. Those are, no offense to all of our other guests, but the ones where our clients come on and talk about their journey are just absolute, like, my favorite ones. So hope that can be you sometime very soon. So as always, thank you guys all for listening and tuning in to us. Please, FranCoach.net, Franchising101Podcast.net, reach out. Let's get that first call set up and help you get you on your journey towards franchise ownership. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.